Following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher with KLMJ Hampton and Steve Woodhouse with the Marion County Express. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Yeah, Senator, thanks for taking our questions. You just put out a news release a short while ago today about an increasing RFS volumes in 2026 with Senator Klobuchar. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah. Every year, EPA has the responsibility of more or less seeing how many gallons of biofuels go out. They've always been short on timing this when it should be done. That's one problem, but that's not the problem of the letter. The problem of the letter is that on the biodiesel, they're way, way short of what the industry can produce and what the country needs. So bad that the Ralston plant in Ralston, Iowa, has been shut down now for many months. I don't know how long, but many months. There's also one in Wisconsin shut down. So this is to jack up the EPA to get more protection for biodiesel, to produce more so we can open these plants up, produce more biodiesel, more environmentally pure, keep jobs in rural America, be less dependent on foreign sources of energy, and keep the price of soybeans strong. Steve.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had a comment on the president's episode in which he appeared to freeze up much in the way Senator McConnell did at a recent fundraiser. You know, do you have a comment about that and about the president's mental? Yeah.
Well, just dealing with McConnell, they hadn't been face-to-face since December 2020. So who knew what was going to happen? But it was quite a delight to see the president reach out to McConnell, because I'm sure he's been probably critical of McConnell, just like McConnell's been critical of him. And I think it's fence building at its greatest. And I think I'll leave it there. Was there a second part of your question?
Yeah, I was talking about the president's episode over the weekend at a fundraiser. He seemed to have a freezing episode, much like Senator McConnell did.
Oh, you mean Biden?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I don't know about that, but let me say that it's if it's the same as it was with McConnell, it's just something that happens, and there's not a lot of explanation for it that I found in McConnell's case, and probably the same thing for the president. They're about the same age, so it doesn't seem to me like it might be. And I think that you got to look at age as just a number, and Biden's experience speaks for itself. And I think not just the incident you're asking me about, but a whole bunch of instances show that we need a new occupant of the White House. Brian?
Senator, wanted to get your latest take on the situation in Israel, the war over there. The Prime Minister has dissolved his war cabinet, and just wanted to get your thoughts about where everything stands right now.
Well, did he just do that since today, just announced today? Or are you talking about...
Sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's news to me. But obviously, that's his prerogative. He didn't have to set up a war cabinet, but he did it to show broad-based support for defending Israel, and probably there's some political turmoil within the different parties participating in the war cabinet. So he dissolves it. He's committed to, however he announced on October 7th, after Hamas invaded Israel, he's for the destruction of Hamas, and particularly its leadership. And he's going to pursue that. He pursued it during the war cabinet days. I'm sure he's going to pursue it with his own cabinet of the majority that he has in the Knesset. Steve.
Yeah, with the protest, stemming off that a little bit, last week there was a protest by some pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the White House. And I was just wondering, you know, are we doing enough to protect the president and all of you out there from some extremists, regardless of which side they're on?
Yeah. The answer is yes. There was an extra fence put up, I believe, as part of the protection. And maybe if that happened on a weekend, maybe the president wasn't even there. So I don't think you have to worry about the protection of the president. But if you saw the destruction that was done to some of the statues around the White House, you'll see that there's a double standard. When people broke into the Capitol building, there's been prosecution. I have heard of no prosecution from people that were destroying public property during that demonstration. Brian?
Senator, I wanted to get your latest take on the bird flu and its impact on now the dairy cattle operation, especially in northwest Iowa. Do you have any updates on that, and what else could be done?
There's some studies out that are kind of determining how the cattle get it, but the universities doing those studies have not been given a final report, trying to get a handle on how it comes. So far, we haven't heard about any people, the flu, like we did one or two people in Texas 3 or 4 months ago. Kind of a new thing. I think I'll just leave it that it's under study. It needs to be studied. Doesn't seem to have the same economic impact on dairy that it had on chickens, because you euthanize a million chickens easily to do it in a day, and that's what you do to keep it from spreading. I think they separate the individual cows that have it, but you can drink the milk if it's been pasteurized. So I think the USDA has the necessary disease experts, and they're coordinating on response and information sharing with all people involved, including agriculture and state departments of agriculture. Steve, this is the last question.
I was just wondering if the House and Senate have been discussing any ways to reduce inflation that we're seeing.
The only thing I can point to is what we did during the fiscal year of 24 we're in, and then it's going to carry over to the fiscal year of 25, a decision that was made by then Speaker McCarthy and President Biden a year ago, right about now. It was announced and passed by Congress. For the year we're in, it would be flat with 23. And for 25, there would just be a 1% increase in appropriations. Now, that keeps feeding the fires of inflation by Congress pretty basically flat. Remember, though, that the main battle against inflation is being done through the Federal Reserve and the instrument of high interest rates. And there was a report out from the Fed meeting last week that there may be a reduction of interest rates at least once yet this year. If you had asked me 6 months ago, we would have said 3, 4, or 5 interest rates reduction. But inflation has been more stubborn. And so I think the Fed is being a little more cautious. And I don't think you better expect the economic outlook to improve until Biden's out of office. Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Brian and Steve, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.